天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，很高兴和您今天在天路导向节目相遇，我是何晨星。现代人总要效法明星，效法歌星，还有网红什么的，那我们基督徒到底要效法谁呢？今天麦克牧师将和我们听众朋友们分享如何效法我们的主耶稣，请安静我们的心，一起来聆听麦克牧师的分享吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
If you are listening to this broadcast for the first time,
如果今天是你第一次收听我们的节目，
We are about halfway through a series of messages on the first epistle of Peter.
我们现在进行的是彼得前书里的系列信息，我们已经讲到超过一半了。
We call this series Blessed to be a Blessing.
我们称这个系列为借我赐恩福。
Today, Peter is going to tell us how to imitate our blesser.
今天彼得告诉我们如何效法我们的赐福者。
Today, there is a great deal of complaint in the world that there are no longer any heroes to follow.
今天世界上许多人都在埋怨说，现在不再有值得我们效法的英雄了。
Heroes and role models are in short supply.
现在的确缺乏英雄和模范。
And that is why some of our children are making heroes out of movie stars.
所以我们的孩子就以电影明星为他们的英雄。
But movie stars are only make-believe people who are totally lacking in any heroic characteristic.
然而电影明星不过是虚构的人物，根本缺乏英雄本色。
Other people have completely confused heroism and role models with fame and even infamy.
有些人完全分不清英雄模范和出名的人有什么不同，他们甚至把声名狼藉的人也当作英雄。
There's a story about a group of young school children.
有个故事讲到一班小学生。
They were asked to write a short story about the heroes in their lives.
他们要写一篇作文，有关他们生活中的英雄。
One little seven-year-old girl chose her father as her personal hero.
一个七岁的女孩子选择了她的父亲为她的英雄。
Her father was really flattered.
她的父亲觉得很荣幸。
And he was absolutely surprised.
虽然他感到很意外。
But he was also completely delighted.
但他也十分高兴。
So he asked her, why did you choose me?
于是就问女儿，为什么选择她？
The girl said,
女儿说，
because I could not spell the name of my favorite movie star.
因为我不会写我最喜欢的电影明星的名字。
Sometimes parents bring this upon themselves.
有时候做父母的是咎由自取。
How?
怎么会呢？
When they do not set an example for their children.
当他们不能成为儿女的榜样时。
And when they do not teach their children by example.
当他们不能以身作则时。
I read a story that illustrates this.
我读过一个故事就能说明这一点。
There was an overprotective mother.
有一个母亲过度保护她的孩子。
Who was spoiling her son rather than training him.
她不好好教导自己的儿子，反而纵容他。
Instead of disciplining him, she gave him everything.
她不但不训练儿子，反而对他有求必应。
She never trained him about the difference between right and wrong.
她从不教儿子分辨是非。
When the boy was going to his very first day of school,
当这孩子第一天去上学时，
She not only accompanied him all the way to the classroom,
母亲不仅一直陪他到教室里去,
but she would not leave until she talked to the teacher.
她还坚持要跟老师谈过话才肯离开。
And the mother told the teacher,
母亲对老师说,
If my son misbehaves, punish the boy next to him.
如果我儿子调皮捣蛋,你就处罚他旁边的孩子。
Because my little boy learns by example.
因为我的儿子总是有样学样的。
That's the kind of attitude many have in society today.
今天的社会也有很多人是这样的。
No wonder many young people are confused about true heroism.
难怪这么多年轻人分不出谁才是真正的英雄。
And yet the Apostle Peter was far from being confused about who his hero was.
但使徒彼得清楚知道谁是他的英雄，绝不会搞错。
Today, Peter is telling us that we have only one hero.
今天彼得告诉我们，只有一个英雄。
He is telling us that we have only one perfect role model.
他告诉我们，只有一位完全的模范。
We don't have to look any further.
我们不需要到处寻找。
In our success-oriented age that is based on youth,
在这个追求成功、高举年轻的时代。
In a world where success is based on wealth,
在这个以财富代表成功的世界。
In a world where success is based on size,
在这个以数量多代表成功的世界。
In a world where success is based on popularity,
在这个以受群众欢迎代表成功的世界。
Peter is saying that we must never look beyond the Lord Jesus as our role model.
彼得说我们除了耶稣之外，不用再找其他的模范了。
We must never look beyond the one who paid the price for our sins on the cross of Calvary.
除了在哥哥他的十字架上为我们父亲罪债的那一位之外，我们不用再找了。
Peter is saying that we must model the one who is considered a failure by the world.
彼得说我们必须以世人认为失败的那一位为模范。
But is considered a real success by God.
但神看是成功的。
Let me explain.
让我来解释一下。
For the one who suffered outside the city gate,
那位在耶路撒冷城外受苦的主
has had millions of followers.
到今天已经有上百万的跟随者。
Who rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer shame and die for his sake.
他们都以自己配得上为主受苦、受羞辱，甚至付出自己的生命，都是值得欢欣的。
The world considered Jesus a failure.
这个世界认为耶稣失败了。
God considered Jesus a success.
神却看耶稣是成功的。
The Apostle Paul probably was the greatest scholar of his day.
使徒保罗很可能是他那时代里最伟大的学者。
After he met the Lord Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus,
当他在大马色的路上遇见耶稣基督之后,
he spent the rest of his life preaching the gospel to every part of the known world.
他就将自己的生命完全投入普世宣道的事业上。
At the end of his life,
直到他临终,
After a life of preaching the word of God,
在他用了一辈子的时间传扬神的道之后,
Paul met death when an executioner severed his head on the Appian Way at the heart of Rome.
保罗就在罗马城中心亚比安大道那里被刽子手砍头殉道的。
That would render him a failure by the world's standard.
若是照着世界的标准他是一个失败者。
But God declared him a success.
但神宣告他是成功的。
During the English Reformation,
在英国改教期间,
there were three bishops who refused to compromise the preaching of salvation through grace alone.
有三位主教因为讲得救是本乎恩的真理时拒绝妥协屈服。
They were all burnt at stake for preaching the gospel of grace.
他们为了讲恩典的福音，结果被绑在柱子上，被烧死了。
And just as the fire enveloped them,
正当火蛇吞灭他们时。
One man was heard to cry out to his friend and fellow bishop.
其中一个人对他的朋友和其他的主教喊着说
Play the man.
男子汉大丈夫。
For by God's grace we will light a candle in England as we thus blazingly die.
我们虽然被烧死，但靠着神的恩典，我们将要在英国点燃一支蜡烛。
That will never be put out.
那是永不会熄灭的。
Many thought of them as failures.
许多人认为他们是失败者。
But God saw them as success.
但神看他们是成功的。
There was a young boy in Europe.
在欧洲有一个青年。
He carried provisions to Christians in caves because of their persecutors.
他替那些为躲避逼迫而躲藏在山洞里的基督徒送食物和补给品。
His tormentors held him over a cliff with the threat of death.
迫害他的人追逼他到悬崖边，威胁他。
They wanted him to reveal the whereabouts of his fellow believers.
他们逼他说出那些基督徒躲藏的地方。
Looking down to the deep ravine, this young boy said,
青年低头望着万丈深渊说,
It is not so deep as hell.
这还比不上地狱深呢。
I will never tell, and you can drop me down.
我绝不会告诉你们的,推我下去吧。
The world may have thought of him as foolish.
世界会认为他很傻。
But God saw this young boy as a great success.
但神看这位青年是成功的。
That is the meaning of the passage in 1 Peter that we were looking at today.
这就是今天我们所要看的彼得前书里的经文中的意义。
If there is a desperate need in our world today,
今天这个世界最紧急的需要。
If there is a desperate need in our churches today,
今天教会中最急切的需要。
It is the need to reintroduce this generation to true heroism.
就是要向这个世代的人重新介绍真正的英雄应该是怎么样的。
The Apostle Peter is saying that we have the hero par excellence in our Savior himself.
使徒彼得告诉我们最杰出的英雄典范就在我们的救主身上。
The Lord Jesus Christ.
就是主耶稣基督。
Therefore, imitate him.
所以要效法他。
And that is why I have called this message, Imitate Your Blesser.
因此今天的信息就称为效法赐福者。
Let's look and read 1 Peter 2:21-25.
让我们来看彼得前书第二章21-25节。你们蒙召原是为此。因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
The Apostle Peter said, For this you have been called.
使徒彼得说，你们蒙召原是为此。
Called to what?
蒙召做什么呢？
Some people say called to suffering.
有些人说蒙召去受苦。
There are other passages in the scripture that tells us that we are called to suffering.
在其他的经文里是说到了我们蒙召去受苦。
But that's not one of them.
但并不是这段经文所说的。
Let's look at the verse again.
让我们再来看这节圣经。
For this you have been called because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps.
你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
So here's what Peter is saying.
彼得在这里的意思是
We are called to follow the example of Christ.
我们蒙召是要跟随基督的榜样。
We are called to follow and imitate the Lord Jesus Christ if and when we suffer.
我们蒙召在我们受苦的时候要学习跟随耶稣基督。
So, what God has called you and me to do is not necessarily to suffering.
所以神呼召我们并不一定要我们受苦。
But we must follow the example of Christ when we suffer.
然而当我们受苦时就要以基督为我们的榜样。
Of course, Peter is quoting from Isaiah 53.
彼得引用了以赛亚书五十三章里的话。
After the broadcast, you might want to read that in your Bible.
听完今天的节目后，你可以去读读这章圣经。
You'll be amazed at how the Old and the New Testaments come together.
你将会感到惊奇，原来圣经的新旧约是完全一致的。
One fulfills the other.
新约应验了旧约的话。
Peter quotes heavily from Isaiah 53 throughout this passage.
在这段话里，彼得大量引用以赛亚书五十三章里的经文。
My listening friend, I want to make a point very clear because it's very important.
亲爱的朋友，让我指出一个很重要的重点。
Verses 21 to 25 of 1 Peter 2.
彼得前书第二章第二十一节到二十五节。
Are the hub around which the whole epistle revolves.
就是整卷书信的枢纽。
Verses 21 to 25 of 1 Peter 2.
彼得前书第二章二十一节到二十五节
are the cornerstone upon which the whole epistle is built.
就是整卷书信的基石。
That is why I don't want you to miss it.
所以请你千万不要忽略了。
Why did Peter wait until the middle of the passage to get to the hub?
为什么彼得来到这卷书中间的部分才提出这个枢纽呢？
Why didn't he put the core and the foundation stone of this epistle at the beginning?
为什么他不把这么重要的基石放在书信的一开头呢？
Why didn't Peter just begin the epistle by telling us that we should follow the example of Christ?
为什么彼得不干脆一开始就叫我们跟随基督的榜样呢？
Because he wants to be sure that we understand that our primary calling comes first.
因为他要我们确实明白，神对我们首要的呼召是最优先的。
Our following the example of Christ is a secondary calling.
效法基督的榜样是第二个呼召。
It is not a primary calling.
不是首要的呼召。
Are any of you who are listening surprised by that?
收音机旁有些听众可能会感到很惊讶。
But that's what Peter is saying here.
但这正是彼得所说的。
You have been called to Christ.
你蒙召来到基督面前。
You have to have the calling of Christ upon your life first.
你必须先蒙召，把你的生命交给基督。
And then you have the calling to follow him as an example.
然后才蒙召来效法他。
In 1 Peter 2:9,
彼得前书第二章第九节
He told us that we are called from darkness into light.
他告诉我们是被召出黑暗入光明的。
Then he tells us that we called to follow the example of Christ.
之后他才对我们说我们蒙召是要跟随基督的榜样。
There are so many people who talk about following the example of Christ.
很多人都谈论效法基督的榜样。
But following the example of Christ is impossible.
但效法基督的榜样是不可能的。
Why did I say that?
为什么我这么说呢?
Following the example of Christ, unless you first have been called out of darkness into light.
除非你已经先蒙召出黑暗入光明,不然你就不能效法基督。
Think about it this way.
你应该这么想。
If you are in a room that is pitch black,
如果你在一间漆黑的屋子里
and you cannot see a thing,
你什么都看不见。
And someone that you cannot see comes to you and says,
只听见一个声音对你说,
Don't worry, just follow me.
不用担心,只管跟着我。
How can you follow them if you can't see?
如果你根本看不见他,你怎么跟他呢?
How can they lead you out of a totally dark room when you cannot see a thing?
当你在一片漆黑,伸手不见五指的屋子里,他如何引领你呢?
So how can it be possible for us to follow the model and example of Christ unless we have been first born again?
所以,除非我们重生了,不然怎么可能以基督为榜样和模范来跟从他呢?
Unless we've first been called out of darkness into light.
除非我们先蒙召出黑暗进光明。
It is an impossibility.
不然是不可能的。
Those who ignore the importance of being born again.
有些人忽视重生的重要。
And say, Jesus just an example for us to model.
仅仅把耶稣当作模仿的样板。
I like the man that's in the dark room.
这就像那个在黑屋子里的人一样。
What they are speaking are useless words.
他们说的都是空话。
They can talk all they want about Jesus as our example.
他们高谈阔论说耶稣是多么好的模范。
But the people will be going nowhere.
但人们却无所适从。
How can you follow the example of Christ unless you know Christ?
如果你根本不认识基督,你怎么能跟从他的榜样呢?
First, you have to know Jesus before you can follow him.
你必须先认识他,才能跟从他。
First, you have to have a relationship with Jesus before you can use him as a pattern for living.
你必须先和他建立关系,他才可以做你的生活的模范。
First, you have to have a relationship with Jesus before he can be your role model.
你必须先和他建立关系,他才可以做你学习的榜样。
How do the disciples of Christ follow his example?
基督的门徒怎样跟随他的呢?
First, don't take revenge when you are wronged.
第一,当你受冤屈时,不要报复。
Second,
第二,
wait patiently for God's justice when man's justice is lacking.
当人间失去公正时,耐心等候神的公正彰显。
Third,
第三,
never deny the truth.
永不否定真理。
And I've noticed that my time has just run out.
我们的时间又快到了。
Next time,
下一次节目时间,
we will look at these three things further.
我们会深入地看这三方面。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你,我们下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。在世界上只有一位完全的模范，那就是我们的神主耶稣基督。很多人都被眼目的情欲和事业的成功蒙住了双眼。使徒保罗当他走在大马色的路上遇见耶稣的时候，他就将自己的生命完全交托给主，投入到普世宣教的事业上。今天我们被神所蒙召的儿女，也要把我们的生命交托给主，学习效法耶稣，一生来跟随神。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听《天路导向》节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
生命中